A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Samach Ches, Yuma 68A, pagination page 135. But we're going to start from the Mishnah on the facing page. So we're on page 134, Samach Zayin Amud Beis 67B. About 13 lines from the bottom, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Balo Eitzel Parvis Soir Hanis Rafim. The Kohen Gadol would now come to the Par and the Soir, these two animals that were going to be burned. Where did these animals come from? What is their story? So these are the two animals that were shecht previously, and their blood was the focus of so many pages of discussion. These are the two animals, this Parvis Sa'ir, that were brought into the Kodesh Kadoshim, sprinkled by the Paroches, and then by the Mizbeach HaZahav. The Sa'ir is, of course, the match to the Sa'ir La'azazel that we've also spent time on. These two animals, the Parvis Sa'ir that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, were supposed to be burned, the two of them, but before they're going to be burned, Kira'on, he tore them, leaving them intact, but just making an incision. V'hotzies emureihem, and he removed the innards. Nosnan b'megis, and he put it on a tray. V'hiktiron al gabi ha-mizbeach, and he would burn it on the mizbeach. And the Gemara comments, he's not ready to burn it yet, but he will burn it. Kolon b'miklaos, they then took the bodies of these two animals and wrapped them on poles. V'yotzion leves hasreifa, and sent them out to be burned. And the Gemara is going to explain that this procedure with these animals was unusual, and it was learnt from two different karbanos. One karban is the Par Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, based on his own ruling, and he does an Avera, there's a special procedure of the karban that he brings, that when it's burnt, its hide remains on. And then there's another karban, an Ola, that gets cut. And this karban, these karbanos, the par and the sa'ir, are a blend of those two rules. They would send it out with the hide still on, and when it got ready to be burned, it would be cut like the ola, but the hide would remain on it. If you want to know why, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that tonight. Rashi over here is enormously helpful in giving us our bearings. If you take a look at Rashi, counting up from the bottom, six lines. Hochi kashale, the Gemara asks the following question. V'hiktiran salka daitach, you think that they're going to burn these innards right now? V'chi achshav hu maktiron. He's not allowed to burn them now. V'alo odenu lavosh bigdei lavon. Right now he's wearing the white garments. V'adayin alav likras ha-parsha b'bigodim alalu. And he still has to read the parsha of Yom Kippur, the laning, the Kriyas HaTorah. V'achakach yitbo v'yilbash bigdei zahav le'elo ve'el ha'am. And then he's going to wear the golden garments for other karbanos, v'yitbol shniya lahotzi kafu machta, and he's still going to be tovel and wear white begodim to take out the fire pan from the Kodesh Kadoshim, v'yitbol shlishis, and he's still going to go to mikvah to switch garments, lamusafim, ve'emure chatas halalo, and at that point he's going to burn these innards. V'tomet shabein arbaim is going to do the daily tomet, k'diktani b'pirkin d'lekamon, as we're going to explain later. Ela Eima, finally Rashi concludes, But rather what's being told to us here is Lahaktiron Nosnan Lemegis. He will bring them on the Mizbeach and burn them. Lahaktiron Bob Lemizbeach Kishe Yagia Zmanon, when the proper time will come. So that in his mind, as he's doing this surgical slit, removing the insides, putting them on the tray, his mind is so that at the proper time, I will bring them on the Mizbeach.
But not now.
And Rashi's very clear what the process was going to be. Most important is that, as Rashi tells us in the following Mishnah, that they're not allowed to bring the innards onto the Mizbeach until the Sa'ir La'azazel got to its destination. Its destination either meaning the Midbar or its destination that the service with it was done, whatever it is. But until that happens, he's not allowed to continue in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's waiting for that, and it's certainly not happening yet. He's waiting for something to happen. Which brings us to Amud Beis of Samaches Amud Beis 68b, pagination 136, where we have a Mishnah about 15 lines from the top. Omru lo l'kohen gadol, they said to the Kohen Gadol, Higia Sa'ir Lamidbar. We want to clarify, did the Sa'ir La'azazel reach its destination yet? And the Mishnah informs us of three different methods that could be used to know if the Sa'ir reached the desert. Uminayin ha'yodim she'higia Sa'ir Lamidbar, how would they know? So one approach is, Darkaos hayu osin umanifan besudorim. They had platforms and they would wave with cloths. V'yodim shegi asar lamidbar, and that's how they would know, because
signals.
They would go from one to the next until the information came to the Beis HaMikdash, which is very similar, like Rosh Chodesh. Just it's going in reverse instead of emerging from the Beis HaMikdash in this case and spreading to the Gola, over here it's coming from the Midbar, the information, to the Beis HaMikdash. Good. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, V'alo simen gadol ha'yolohem. There's an even greater sign, signal. Miyushalayim v'ad beis chidudo. From Yerushalayim until this cliff, Shalosha Milin, was a certain distance. So they went and came and waited an equal amount, half of the distance. And they were able to estimate that the Sa'ir got to its destination. And the third way, Rabbi Shmuel Omar, there was another method, and this is a method that was mentioned earlier. Loshen shal zahores hayikash apischo shal heichal. When they still hung the red thread in the Beis HaMikdash, kishigi asar lamidbar ayalasha malbin, and then it switched to white. So they knew that the service had been done. As the Pasuk says, em yichatoichem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu, if the sins are like red, they will switch to white. And that method, of course, didn't work in all generations because sometimes it didn't change color. And because it wasn't always changing color, they didn't want it in public because people would get depressed. And, you know, if Hashem rejected us, then we'll reject him, type of thing. And if anything, they should reach greater resolve. It didn't change color. You've got some work to do. But people didn't take it that way, so they hid the thread from them. So this method obviously wasn't always going to work. Also on the same page, here on Samaches Amud Beis 68b, we have Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros, that the Kohen Gadol is going to lane, he's going to recite the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, and we're told that he's going to read from Acharemos, the section that we've been focused on mostly in Parshas Acharemos in the beginning, Va'ach Ba'osar, as well as the section in Emor that deals with the Yomim Tovim, the holidays, so the section regarding Yom Kippur is the one that he's going to read. And then he closes the Sefer Torah, and we have something very unusual that he says, Yosem imasha karase lefnechem kosuv kan, more than I read is written here, but I'm not going to read it from the Sefer Torah, and instead, ube'osa shebechumash hapekudim, the section in Parshas Pinchas that pertains to Yom Kippur, korei alpeh, he's going to recite that from memory, and he's not going to roll the Sefer Torah to that location. The Gemara is going to tell us that this has to do with kavod hatzibur, that we don't want to inconvenience the people, and a phenomenal insight is implied here, that even though it's Yom Kippur and people don't really have anywhere to go, what are they rushing for? But to inconvenience them, to roll the Sefer Torah for the distance from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas, which is just one chumash over, and Kohenim Zerizim Heim, it shouldn't take long, that already was considered an inconvenience, which they did not want to impose, and therefore they did something very unusual and had him read that section from memory. Yashikorach, thank you for joining.